Someone's getting a lot of action in your bed tonight. Which is weird because you're in a nostril-high flannel nightie with a mouthguard and a bloated gut full of falafel. But Lance, the hornball bedbug who inhabits your mattress, isn't deterred. "I'm going to plough you like a cornfield tonight," you can almost hear him say. While you're sleeping, this amorous chav is taking full advantage of his flexible, segmented abdomen. And you? Well, you're just the after-sex taco. He's performing the sexaconda right there below the small of your back and in the delicate nape of your neck. And now he's taking a well-earned break, sipping on a Bloody Mary, or whatever your name is, while a sea of eggs bloom like diseased popcorn around him. Oh, yes, the patootie's getting pounded all right. And the real injustice is that you will be the one who wakes up with a bit of a rash. Make him stop with fast, deadly doom. There's an event of the yes persuasion happening beneath your refrigerator. That would be the O'Flanagans. They are making sweet, sweet cockroach loving behind a rogue cherry tomato. As they lie spent, two tangled exoskeletons, they snack on a piece of used dental floss and pick names for the new additions to their rapidly growing brood. 127 and counting. And Mrs. O is still broody. Freaky broody. The refrigerator hums and works its Michael Bublé-esque spell. "I'm going to ravage you like a piece of sandwich meat," says Mr. O, as Mrs. O rolls around giggling helplessly on her back. "Bring it, Papa," she says, "bring it." And he does. Right there beneath your refrigerator in the shadow of a cherry tomato. Make them stop with fast, deadly doom. "You, me, the sock drawer, stat," said Cheryl the promiscuous fish moth and self-appointed closet bicycle. High on a heady wool polyester mix, she'd scout your clothing for future baby daddies. "Buckle up, it's breeding time," she'd purr. "We're gonna thump this turtleneck like it's a fat man's back." And look at you, all innocent, peering into your wardrobe looking for something nice to wear, oblivious to the sordid romp gymkhana that's going down right before your eyes. There isn't an inch of your clothing that hasn't been sullied by her one-night stands. Your knicker drawer is her mirrored-ceilinged boudoir. Your wool coat, her by-the-half-hour motel. Oh, she has played the sex flute long and hard, and right now she's regaining her strength by eating the crotch out of a lovely pair of linen pants, while her larvae lie scattered all over your delicates, like slutty piñatas waiting to hatch. Make her stop with fast, deadly doom.